There's nothing more comfortable than an old pair of boots, but you've got to break them in first. Strike out on an old trail or a dusty road. You might even bump into Chip McCabe if you wander onto the wrong side of the tracks. Tuesdays at 7, Wednesdays at 1 on Cygnus Radio.
I'm gonna get my soul. Metal Dad Radio Show up in the irons as we always do.
Welcome back, kids, another edition. I'm Metal Dad. That's the Candyman here with us one final week before he's back off to school. It's been a nice month or so having you here back on the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Metal Dad. I mean, I missed it very much during this first semester of college, so it's always a pleasure to be back.
And by the time you all hear this show on Thursday night, you will be back in college already, so there you go. Iron Maiden up in the irons as we normally do to start off the show. Drifter off of Killers, which is celebrating an anniversary in a couple weeks, February 2nd, 1981. So we're going to be celebrating Killers over the next couple weeks because, for me, it's a top three Iron Maiden record all time. I love Killers. And Drifter is one of my favorite tracks off of that album. So there you go. All right. So we've got some good stuff for you guys. We've got some albums celebrating anniversaries. We are debuting a new segment to the show. So before we had three segments that we would rotate in the middle. We're back to three segments rotating in the middle. This is the third. And we'll tell you what that is coming up. But first, some new music. One of my most anticipated albums of 2025 is due out on March 7th. This is a band that has not put out a record in 10 years. I cannot believe it has been 10 years since Christian Mistress put out a record. But they got one coming through Cruz del Sur Music on March 7th. It's called Children of the Earth. Let's give you the first single off it right now. This one's called Mythmaker. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Come on.
rad radio show, giving you a pretty ripping block of new music there with a bit of a jump in vibes, but all fantastic stuff. Metal Dad, what are we hearing?
I thought the jump in vibes wasn't too harsh. It wasn't like we went from like stoner rock to extreme black metal. You know what I mean? I thought it was, we were all right. That right there was a band out of Sweden called Imperishable. And on April 11th, they have a new record coming out called Swallowing the World through Hammerheart Records. That is one of the lead singles. It's a track called Bells. It's the opening track off the album. Imperishable, the name of the band. Before that, we gave you a track from Night. That would be N-I-T-E, Night. They've got a new record out coming March 14th called Cult of the Serpent Sun through Season of Mist. And we gave you the lead track off of that, Crow, Fear the Night. And then starting off the block, one of my most anticipated albums of 2025, Christian Mistress, who I have been a huge fan of for quite a while. And they had broken up. They broke up, I think, in 2016 and then got back together a couple years ago. And they finally have a new record coming out 10 years after their last record. It's called Children of the Earth. It's due out March 7th through Cruz del Sur Music. And I am stoked for this record. We gave you the track Mythmaker, which is the lead single off of that record. All right, so I have decided that we needed a third segment because I really liked before when you were on the show, before you went to college, how we had those three segments that we would rotate, right? Heavy Metal World Tour, Heavy Metal Wheel of Genres, and wait, what was the third one? Heavy Metal Time Machine. Thank you. And then I kind of kept Wheel of Genres a little bit and tweaked it into our overrated, underrated, perfect segment, in which I pick three albums from a genre that I think one is overrated, one is underrated, and one is perfect. And then we also have a new segment called On the Road, where we talk about tours, either famous tours or tours that I had been to, and we play bands that have toured together. And now we're doing something called Label Showcase. And I got this idea actually last week when we were doing something, and I don't remember what came up. We started talking about some smaller labels that aren't around anymore, but that had a huge impact on the underground metal scene. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool if every couple of weeks we showcased a label, preferably one that either isn't around or is still doing the underground thing, and we pick three albums that I either liked, just straight up liked that record label put out, or that are kind of like forgotten a little bit maybe. And so we're going to start with a label called Necropolis Records, formed in 1993. Necropolis Records really jumped on the black metal bandwagon early, and they were the U.S. home for a lot of really obscure avant-garde black metal bands. That's how they started. Now, there were other bands on the label. Incantation worked with Necropolis. Impaled, their first record, came out on Necropolis. Rotten Sound worked with Necropolis at one point. So they weren't just black metal, but that's really what they specialized in, especially in the mid-90s. So I thought I'd go back and pick three albums from that first, or really second wave, haha, that first wave of Necropolis releases that were all second wave black metal albums, all from Europe, that we would not have heard really, I don't think, here in the States if it wasn't for a label like Necropolis who brought them over here. Now, I need to say this out loud. Necropolis worked with some sketchy artists. Not going to lie. They worked with some artists who had some lyrics that were not nice. We're not playing any of those bands, and I do not own any of those records. But I'm not going to let Necropolis off the hook for working with those acts either. But let's go now into three albums from the 90s that I really liked from this label. We're going to start with a band called Arcanum, or Arcanum, however you want to pronounce it. In July 1995, they released their debut full-length album, Fron Martyr, through Necropolis Records. I loved this record. I was working in college radio at the time, and I played this a lot. So here's Arcanum with a track called Svinna. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Metal Dad Radio Show with our first ever label showcase. Metal Dad, I love what you got going on with this.
Thank you. And all three of those albums came out in 1995, which I did not plan. Just happened that way. I guess 1995 was a good year for me in black metal. That right there is a band called Demonic, who only put out one EP and one full length before breaking up. But that comes off the EP, Lead Us Into Darkness, which came out in 1995 through Necropolis to give you Spell of the Witch Demon. Before that, Niflheim, who you should know, they've been around for a while. They dropped their debut full length album in 1995 through Necropolis Records, and we gave you the track Black Curse off of that one. And then Arcanum, or Arcanum, I've seen it pronounced both ways. Fran Martyr was the name of the album, came out July of 95 through Necropolis Records. I really like that record. It was weird, sort of avant-garde black metal. Svina was the name of the track off of that record. All right, time for us now to go into albums celebrating anniversaries. Let's start off with a band that I know you all know. That would be Megadeth. Because on January 19th, 1988, they released their So Far, So Good, So What album. And we were talking off air about how that's kind of how we feel about this record. So far, it's so good, so what? Because when it's good, like this track, it's really good. And when it's mid, it is mid AF. But let's give you one of the good tracks. This is Megadeth. This is Set the World Afire. Smell Dead Radio.
Dad Radio Show, giving you guys a pretty brutal and grotesque block of music. Some real classics in there, some deep cuts too, Mel Dad. I gotta say, you picked some excellent ones.
Thank you. These albums all came out this week in their respective years, including that one right there, From God Dethroned, their Metal Blade debut and second full-length album, The Grand Grimoire, was released on January 20th, 1997. And we gave you the track The Art of Immolation, which opened the album. Before that, Gorguts, from their debut album The Erosion of Sanity, which came out January 19th, 1993. So Roadrunner Records, we gave you the track With Their Flesh, He'll Create, also the album opener. And starting off the block, Megadeth, off of their So Far, So Good, So What album, released January 19th, 1988, through Capitol Records, War Combat, or both. And we gave you Set the World Afire, which I was reading notes about that track, Set the World Afire. That track was one of the first songs that Megadeth wrote. And the song was called Megadeth when the band was called Mechanics. And when they changed their name of the band to Megadeth, they had to rename the song. But see, I don't think they should have renamed the song, because we could have had a Megadeth, Megadeth, Megadeth thing like we do with Maiden, 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 and Sabbath, Sabbath, Sabbath. Angel Witch, Angel Witch, Angel Witch. We could have just had that, but we didn't. So there's a little piece of AML trivia for you from Megadeth from 1988. All right. So you are gone back to school as of this week, my friends. And we will miss you, as we do. But you'll be back. You'll be back later in the semester. We were just talking off air about some breaks you have coming up.
You guys will catch me for spring break for probably a week or two. Maybe, you know, a guest appearance between then, hopefully. We'll see. But I'll miss this a lot. Thank you for having me back, my old dad.
It's been a pleasure, as always, and of course we'll have the summer as well. So, all right, so let's finish off the show the way we always do, is a tribute to We Believe as the first ever heavy metal band, and that, of course, is...
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath, indeed. Let's go back to the Master Reality record for the second week in a row, because I've been listening to that record. It's Black Sabbath. It's Children of the Grave. Till next week, kids.